Palestinians here have told RTE News that the move was a strong symbol of hope for Palestinians. In Gaza, an Irish doctor working in a field hospital in Rafah has been telling us he's seen entire families bombed in their tents in recent days. No medical supplies and no ways of identifying many of the dead bodies. Dr. Ahmed Al-Mokhalatali, his wife, his three sisters and children all live here. His fourth child, a baby daughter named Razan, was born 2 weeks ago. He spoke to us from Rafah a short time ago.
So the last two nights have been really hectic with a lot of bombardments, continuous targeting to the people in the displacement camps within Rafah area. Last night, there was continuous bombardments starting from 2 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock. We can hear continuously every few minutes attacks on the in the areas. We received the first gush of patients at around 3:45 a.m. in the morning, as the ambulances had really difficulties reaching to the injured patients. So till now, we got around 15 dead bodies reached to the hospital. Dozens of patients, not sure about the exact number yet, but all these patients are coming from tents. They are easily injured by being only in the tents, not being protected by any kind of cement or like buildings in the areas. That's why we see the families, the whole family, either dead or just only one or two survivors of the family, and the others will be badly injured with polytrauma, with a lot of shrapnel coming all through the body. The other thing is just the field hospitals are the main care providers, as the health system is totally collapsed. One hospital in the middle of Gaza, Al-Aqsa Hospital. So early morning, we have no hospital with CT scan and no capacity or no capability of dealing with head trauma patients. The our hospital was the main point to start redistributing the injured patients. So this hospital was supposed to be 50-bed capacity. It's now extended up to 160 beds. The operating theaters are literally 10-3 operating theaters with very basic needs only. Nothing of the advanced fancy stuff available in this hospital. Very small blood bank based on the volunteers from the patient's relative within the hospital. So we run out of everything, of the basic things, the gloves, the basic things are not available except for very few. We keep them to the critical situations. The IV cannulas, the access lines for the patient's resuscitation, the stuff we have is very few. The same situation applies to all of the humanitarian NGOs and all the field hospitals working in Gaza now. For the last few months, we have very, very little of the supplies. We just keep checking every day who has supplies. No one has supplies. We are losing a lot of patients because of the lack of care provided. We are losing a lot of patients because of the lack of supplies. We have to prioritize the patients based on the very limited resources we have here within the hospital. It's a really hard situation. Adding to this, you get the patients, the injured ones, with their relatives or someone saying that I don't know what happened to the 15 people who were in the tent, and they will start looking everywhere where their patients, where their loved ones. We have no registry system to follow the patients. We keep the dead bodies on the side sometimes up to 24 hours without any proper preserving, cold chain or cold place to keep the dead bodies in good situation.
Ahmed, as well as looking after patients, you have to look after yourself. Where are you staying? Are you safe?
There is no place which is safe. I'm staying in what we call deconflicted areas. So the field hospital will have dedicated guest house or accommodation, a place dedicated to their staff. So all the international staff, they should be kept like in deconflicted areas with records and updates sent to the Israeli side about all the movements. We have to organize everything. But we have, in our hospital, many times we got the bombardments near to us, and shrapnel or big pieces of rocket came to the hospital. We had our guest house targeted earlier on by the IDF, and they claim it was by mistake. And we know all that the World Kitchen staff were killed earlier by by being targeted, namely. So it's some kind of deconflicted areas, but it never same place. We try to follow the instructions. The other big challenge we have is there is no internal security police system in Gaza. The police, the domestic police, was targeted systematically. Until now, we have no one even to contact, no one to follow whatever happened, like attacks, domestic attacks. The people here are they suffer from lack of food, lack of accommodation. They there is no system, there is no security. So we face some of the local or domestic insecure place incidents happening to us. If we go to the details of the patients and the stories, and finding a five-year-old girl running in the place between the crowd and saying, "I need my mom, I need my daddy, I don't know where they are, can you help me to find them?" And when you check, you realize that all the family were killed. And then you have to deal with this little girl taking her to our accommodation. One of our police has done this. And that's, you know, one little story which will keep you totally occupied mentally.
That's Irish-Palestinian Dr. Ahmed El-Mok Al-Alati in Rafah, and apologies for the quality of the phone line.